ask, Father, that you would bless this meeting today. I ask, Father, that you would be with our commissioners and, Father, give them wisdom as they lead our county. Amen.
Amen.
We'll do a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Stacy, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to open the commission meeting April 20th, 2015 at 9:03 a.m. We'll start off first on any commission remarks. I don't think no public comment. Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 343750 through 343872, warrants 6219 through 6224.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payrolls next.
Go ahead, Danny.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda is the approval of previous and executive session minutes.
I didn't write those dates down. I went through them.
For the executive.
Move to approve executive sessions minutes dated 3-6 of 15, 4-8 of 15, and 4-13 of 15. And regular session minutes 4-6 of 15 and 4-8 of 15 with corrections.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We have court orders next on the agenda.
Three separate packets there, one for each commissioner. Chuck, do you know if Wesley's coming?
Who officially makes that presentation?
Wesley does. I heard him out in the hallway.
Okay.
Good morning.
Morning. Apologize for being late.
We're just speedy this morning.
What's that?
So we're just speedy.
Oh, okay. Okay, the first ones I want to go to is the personal property paid abatements. These are all refunds, and a couple of them, about three of them, is leased vehicles where they was paid by the leasing company, and the person that also paid it, where they made a mistake on that. One of them is a double. The vehicle was on there twice, and two of them's that way, where they had paid the vehicle was on there twice. One was with VIN number, one was without VIN numbers. Things like that happens. And wrong vehicle years. On there. There's a total of 10. Total of 10. 2014 year, 2013 year, and the 2012 year on one of them.
And what's involved in that 2012?
It was the wrong vehicle year. That was all. It was assessed at the vehicle was assessed as a, let me look at it here again. That's a .58 is the last two digits on the abatement number.
The reason I ask that is because if someone's paid the taxes for, this would be the third year, then if they went to get their license, that's usually when we catch this. And if they went to get their license, then they should have, you know, 2 years. They can't get any more than 2 years. So that's the reason I'm more likely not to abate anything on vehicles more than 2 years. I don't have any problem with the other two at all.
Okay.
But I wouldn't know unless I had just a vehicle sitting somewhere or it wasn't in use, but it doesn't look that way. They must have been paying taxes and driving it or something. So,
well, the first year they could have just had a waiver to get the plates put on it because they just moved here. That's another possibility on them. And they paid taxes on it for 2 years actually, and that third year is the. I'd have to look more depth into it. Let me see what I.
Was it a difference of $30 assessed value?
For the 2012, it was $330.
Okay, so 2013 was $30 difference.
Yes.
And the year before was $330.
Okay. You know what I'm saying, Brandon, on that on the last one. I know that we can go back on things that have been, if there's a mistake, we can go back. We was informed through the BOE process, we could go back 3 years, but on this.
Much real estate, is that same for personal property?
Well, I don't know that. I'm saying that real estate was sent to us that we could go back 3 years, so we were just doing 2 years for a period of time. I'm willing to make a motion for the 2 years on this. But I guess we're going to have Exhibit A and Exhibit B. You want the personal property vehicles as Exhibit A?
That's fine.
Motion for approval of Exhibit A with today's date. With no more than 2 years on the refunds, abatements. And then they can come back. If they have some other evidence, if they can come back, I'm willing to consider it.
Okay.
If they've got some evidence that the 3 years is that they didn't know about it, if they have a waiver or whatever, I'll be willing to look at that. But not just one, so the other gentleman, they may make a motion to consider it. But Chuck, they when they do that, they consider before your people write up this, they have evidence or something, don't they?
Pretty particular about things being correct.
Right.
And the
besides our office, the collector watches it. Okay. People in that office watches it. Also. Yeah. One thing that comes to mind as you're saying it, Nick, Danny, is I can remember, I guess it was last year, a gentleman had a utility trailer, dump trailer, and like me, many times he didn't pay any attention, and he paid on it for 5 or 6 years or a long time, way over the 3-year maximum.
Right.
And it was a considerable difference. It had it way too high, and he still was upset with everybody. Because we only go back 3 years. I guess my point is, we do go back 3 years just because somebody didn't pay attention. So, as far as consistency, and I know how, I mean, it's difficult.
On
but anyway.
Right. On a utility trailer, something you can park over to the side and pay the taxes on a regular basis. But if you're driving a car, you've got a license that needs to take place, or you get picked up and stopped, and you'll have to pay it then. But that's the only difference I see in it, and the other two gentlemen may see something different on it. But
they haven't paid 15 yet, right? Right?
They haven't got a bill for 15
right,
yet.
So 3 years would be 12, 13, and 14. Am I wrong?
Correct.
So you're saying we're able to go back 3 years?
Yes, sir.
So why aren't we? I mean, why are you not wanting to?
I think that's what he said because...
Because he had the ability to catch it earlier?
Mm-hmm. And if you guys want to make a motion, I've got a motion on the floor for Exhibit A for 2 years.
I'm trying to figure something out real quick, sorry.
I guess what I would say is that the evidence that needs to be presented to the county commission, if we're going to be responsible for anything more than 2 years.
Hey, Wesley?
Yes.
And just help me out. So I've got 3580, a 3250, and a 3020 all on the same page. Which one's the... The 2010 Dodge Caliber says 3580, and then it says this one here 3250. Then so your subtraction.
Which year are you looking at?
I'm not at the 12. So where are we getting this value, and that value?
We're going to have to get with the that's the vehicle. That's what the vehicles are that they added.
Right.
That's the value that. They get with their from the assessor's office, and because it was a 2000, it was actually a 2009,
and not a 10.
Not a 10.
So why we have a 3020 for the 2009 and a 3250 for 2009? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Sheila's comment was, I'm gonna say, the delinquent thing. License Bureau would have caught it, unless there was something kind of like Wes was saying as far as a wager or something like that.
Right, and if there is, I'm willing to go back and look at the other year. There's no problem with it. I mean, it's pretty simple. If they show proof for the third year, well, I'm fine with it.
Unless it has to do with depreciation.
Okay.
It could be that there's depreciation there, Brandon, but I'm not sure. It's the only thing I can think of.
On the same page, though, the same year?
I'm not sure how this...
Danny and Mike, my question is we've got a 2010 value of 3580.
Uh-huh.
We've got a 2009 value of 3020 and a 2009 value of 3250. So I'm trying to figure out, okay, which one are we going off of, the 3250 or the 3020? And why is there a difference? And I might be looking at it wrong. I'm just trying to...
Does it have a different series of the vehicle?
I'm sorry, ask that again?
Does it series when they assess it before they went to bid matters. It was a series, you like an SE and SL or something.
Well, they both say SX2. Oh, or no. SXT.
SXT.
Well, and then one says SXT2.
Yeah.
When they go in, I'm not, it's on my department, but when they go into their tax code,
right,
the assessor's office, and they pick up if it's a, you know, if it's an S, whatever, then there's a difference in the value. Okay.
Another issue could be the VIN number. We may have not had the VIN number originally.
And now you have it. And then you might have had it.
And the VIN number gives you an exact value where the previous one did not.
So essentially what you did here is you added, and then deleted again. All on the same page?
Yes.
The VIN number is just a new process that comes along with this new program.
Actually the program, it's happening statewide.
Part of MoDOT, isn't it?
But just in the last year or two, we've started
right.
The VIN numbers.
Right.
So that's what happened. It was added twice, deleted twice, and then the final one was left on with the corrected VIN number, and that's how they got the value. Okay.
Yes.
You said there was evidence, though, to show it, Sheila?
No, I didn't even see whose it was.
Or Chuck? Oh, okay.
I didn't see any papers
with it. Well, somebody said something about if it were delinquent, they would have known.
She said that.
That was just a possibility that's why it went 3 years.
No, I just said if they had their tags, if they got them on time, they should have caught that last year when we would have been more likely to have the money.
Which goes along with what you're saying.
2012 personal, right. You don't collect. The only time I collect taxes now in 2012 personal is somebody that's delinquent
right.
For some reason. I mean, on their tags.
Basically, you're agreeing with me on it.
Well, it's going to be, I'm likely to have the money collected to disperse it unless somebody comes in that didn't get their tags last year and
right.
Has a 2-year tag to pay. Mm-hmm.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And that district will be unlikely to collect the 2012. No, that I don't collect too many 2012 in that district.
And the next ones I have are real estate paid abatements, which are refunds also, and these are from 2013-2014, and it's the notes that I have for these is a single-wide mobile home was not on the property, and it was assessed with it on there originally, and they've taken the single-wide off of the property.
If I might, this is at Mildred, and they're at Booger Holler, and there's, I just had two mobile homes, and there's only one there. There's a double wide there, and they have to charge for another mobile home. And it's kind of like the trailer I was talking about. It goes back a number of years. And I, when the gentleman came in, I explained to him that the collector disperses all those monies after a couple of years, and then the money may not be there to refund. And so, not real happy about it, but he seemed to be fairly satisfied that he would be happy if he was refunded for 13 or 14, even though the loss was going to go back 3 years.
Yeah.
Sheila can explain that.
Let's make that exhibit B if you want. Oh, go ahead.
I'll just throw this out and the way some counties do, it's actually smaller counties that don't have the money, is they adjust it on the assessed value of the next year.
Yeah.
If they don't have it.
That is on third class and fourth class counties you're talking about more than it is on a first class county if you guys find it.
That man from Jackson County does it that way also. Cleaning some files, they have to run on to that very thing.
Right.
Instead of doing the refund.
Just label that Exhibit B.
Yeah, move to approve Exhibit B with today's date.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. That's all I've got. And again, I apologize for being late.
Thank you, Wesley.
Next on the agenda is bid recommendations for transfer tipping trailer.
Morning, gentlemen. This is in response to bid number 201503-293 for transfer slash tipping trailers as requested by the Road and Bridge Department. This bid was released on March the 11th and closed last Monday. We opened it, Randy and I opened this bid last Tuesday. We received three responses. The first one was from Trucks Trailer and Tractor in Springfield, Missouri. The next one was from Mack Trailer Manufacturing Incorporated in Alliance, Ohio. And the third bid received was from Jim Hawk Truck Trailer in Kansas City, Missouri. The initial responses indicated $48,995 per trailer from Trucks, $48,484 from Mack per trailer, and $53,860 from Jim Hawk Truck Trailer. Mr. Hayes then took possession of copies of all the responses to do a complete and thorough review regarding the other requirements that we had in the bid specs for warranty, delivery, etc. And he is prepared to make his recommendation at this point in time on award.
Good morning, gentlemen. We reviewed the bids, put them on a spreadsheet just to make sure they met all the compliance and all the specs compared to all three vendors. Also had David and Mr. Dalton review these also to make sure they were satisfied with the three bids. And our recommendation is to recommend the Mack Trailer Manufacturing Incorporated, Alliance, Ohio, for $48,484 each, for a total of $96,968.
Do you have a copy of that spreadsheet?
Do I?
Did you bring a copy of that spreadsheet?
Yes.
So, with the specs that you're using, that's the second.
The specs we actually used was based off the Jim Hawk Truck Trailer Sales, a Genesis brand type trailer was the spec we used. That's the trailer that both drivers that are hauling trash, they see these on the road. It's a more smooth side trailer. They talk to other drivers, you know, trying to find out if that would work better than the existing ones we have. So that's the spec we put out there, was the design of a trailer, and then these are the three responses we received back. So.
But my question is, you consider this the best bid because it's not the lowest bid?
It's
actually is
exact design, met all the specifications, and it is the lowest bid based on, and it met all the specifications. So.
I thought it was 130, just a few dollars.
$48,995 was Trucks, $53,860 was Jim Hawk, Mack was $48,484. So they were low bid by about $500.
Right. I had them reversed. I had to track the Trucks trailer. Whenever you read it the first time, I wrote it down wrong.
Dyslexia is what that is.
That is, I guess, whatever you want to call it. Bad judgment.
That was my mistake. I did find warranty information in the bid.
That's a year from date on.
Yeah. Most of the warranties all were comparable 1 year, from date of delivery, except the Jim Hawk, which they prorated theirs. It was 1 year, 100%, then it prorated out and really decreased in a hurry, basically about 50% in 2 year and on down. So.
I'm prepared to make a motion on his recommendation. Do you want to read some more on that?
No, I'm good.
Motion to accept the recommendation of Mr. Hayes for Mack Trailer Manufacturing Incorporated for two trailers, the total $96,968.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. I will notify the vendor. Keep that or?
No, here I am.
Next on the agenda is bid recommendations for county tax sale.
Yes, sir. Thank you. This is in response to the annual requirement that Taney County has concerning county tax sale. It happens in the summertime. It's handled by the Taney County Collector's Office. This bid was requested and released on March the 11th. It closed last Monday, and I opened the bids with the assistance of Taney County Collector Sheila Wyatt on Tuesday last. Only one response was received, despite the bid invitations. I'd sent out two bid invitations to both of the qualified publications in the area. The response received was from Branson Tri-Lakes News at $3.75 per column inch. And that is all the information I have at this time to submit a request for decision by the commission on this routine annual process.
What was it last year, do you know?
Pardon me?
Do you have last year's price per column inch?
Yes, it was the same last year. $3.75 from that same vendor.
Move to award bid number 201503-292 to Branson Tri-Lakes News.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. I will notify the vendor.
Let's see, we have next on the agenda roundtable discussion with Environmental Services and Taney County Regional Sewer.
It's listed for upstairs.
That'll be taking place in the upstairs at the County Commission Conference Room.
Public is welcome.
So we'll recess from here and go up there and have the news media, and everyone's welcome there. So,
all right, we'll recess upstairs.